Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, of course, pop art painter Jamie Rocks. I'm taking a little break from painting tonight. A needed break, man. I've been painting all day. We've got one of just a very, very cool actress and filmmaker, producer, just very, very cool filmmaker, Miss, I don't know, maybe it's Miss, maybe it's Mrs. I don't know, but I'm just trying to be cool. Gia Franzia. Am I saying that right, Gia?
It's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good. Franzia.
Oh, Franzia. Franzia. Okay, there we go.
Franzia.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. Cool, cool, cool. I'll never forget it now. Gia, how are you? How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. Yeah, I just took a really hot bath and bathed in rose petals. And wait a second, what kind of show is this? Is this for my movies?
Hold on, let me grab my credit card real quick. I'm kidding, I'm teasing.
And that will be 99 cents.
Per minute. Oh my gosh, I'm thinking of baths. I was just, when I had my dinner tonight, I flipped on the TV and I was flipping through the channels and I was on some, I don't know, I was watching some UFO thing or something and it was on some weird channel way up high on our cable list, you know. And they had a commercial
in Spanish?
For some kind of no, it was in English, but they were advertising some sort of haunting ghost paranormal show or something, and it was the creepiest thing. I've never seen this scene before, and it's pure genius for all you filmmakers. It had a gal, and again, I didn't even have the sound on, so I just saw it. But there was a gal, and she was sitting in a bathtub. You know how like they always show women sitting in a bathtub with like a bunch of candles and stuff around.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the spook showed up, the ghost showed up or something, and all the candles went out at once. And she was in the bath and something pulled her down into the water. And I'm like, that should be in like every horror movie because it's right there. It's easy. And there you go, man.
Sucks
I'll never
for her.
Take a bath. I'm not a big bath person anyway. Yeah. I don't know what happened to her. It went back to the UFO, you know, Roswell or whatever I was watching. But
I you've been in this love taking baths.
Are you a bath gal?
I am, but only when we're not in a drought in LA.
I gotcha. My girlfriend Danny is as well. Her problem is she's 6'1", so it has to be a big tub. You know what I mean? A long tub. And we go up.
Her toes probably get
we're
cold.
We're Disney nuts. Oh, I'm telling you, we're Disney nuts, and we go up to Disney World a lot, and they have these ginormous tubs whenever we stay up there. I can count on when we go to Disney. You know, there's certain things she's gonna want to do, and one of them is take a bath in that big bathtub. And you know,
I don't blame
be
her.
Be left alone. Yeah, you know, it's a treat for her. You know, to be
It is a treat.
In that.
We're very fortunate that we can soak in that many gallons of water, actually.
while thinking about, you know, all those refugees. No, I'm terrible. Let's not go there.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Baths are nice.
Yeah,
so
we
do you do that?
About that.
That's right. She gets all these. Well, she manages this cosmetic store called Ulta. It's out here. I guess it's a chain of them. And her big thing is she gets all kinds of because, you know, with bathing or beauty or any of that kind of stuff, I'm learning that there's all kinds of a myriad of products. And the last time we were up there, she had these bath bomb things that, like, turn the bath into a jacuzzi or something. I don't know. It was amazing. But do you do all that kind of stuff, the oils and all that kind of stuff? And
no, I'm pretty simple. I use Epsom salt.
That's
and
good.
Yeah, try to relax my muscles.
That's amazing. Now, see, all the people tuning in to this going, we were going to talk about filmmaking. Here we are talking about baths. What's up with this, Jenny?
I know. Well, I did die in a bathtub in one of Chris's movies, if we had to get back on track.
Really?
That I have done.
No, you
Morrissey,
were in
Chris
Right. Chris Morrissey, fantastic filmmaker. He was on the show a couple weeks ago. No, I'm looking at your list of movies here. So it had to be Trick of the Witch or Heavy Makeup, right? Which one?
Yeah.
Which one did you buy it in? Or can we not? Can we not say? Because I don't want to give away plot, or you know what I mean. I don't want to do a
witch
spoiler
or heavy
alert.
Makeup. I'm not sure. Chris puts me in all his movies.
That's great.
He's my buddy. He's very nice. I'm very grateful to Chris. Gia, I'm making a movie. Will you be in it? Yes, Chris, I will.
One of the things about Chris that just that strikes me as interesting is, and he's one of my top people I would love to invite to a dinner party, is after seeing all the trailers and his movies and whatnot, you would think he would just be this just big weirdo, you know what I mean? Just this very boisterous, you know, just crazy person. And he's not at all. He's very focused and down to earth and just a nice guy.
Yeah, Chris is very, very shy. He's one of the sweetest and kindest people I know. I know you sometimes when you watch movies that people make and then you meet them, it doesn't quite fit the persona that you think of them, you know, like Chris. He has so many years and a big background in movies and movie making with his mom and stuff like that. And then you meet him and he's just this big sweetheart.
Oh, that's nice.
And he loves horror films.
That's nice, yeah. So now let me ask you, are you a, is there a particular, I know I was reading in my show notes here, it said you, you know, you grew up in Long Beach, I believe, right? Am I seeing that right?
I was raised in Orange County near
okay,
the
Orange
Disneyland County. Here. Don't be jealous.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I went to school in Long Beach. I went to college there. And then after I graduated, came up here to Los Angeles, and I've been here ever since, 17 years.
You had the acting bug. I mean, were you always – let me ask you this, Gia. When you were a little girl, were you, you know, in shows and doing all that kind of performing and ballet and all that kind of stuff? Or,
okay.
Karate and all that?
I did take karate. Okay. It's very easy. It's a very simple story. I know my husband is listening, and he's probably smiling. I was watching Commando. The year that Commando
okay.
came out, I went and saw that movie, and I saw Alyssa Milano in there. With Arnold
uh-huh.
Schwarzenegger. And I knew from that moment I wanted to be in movies. And not only did I want to be in movies because of her being in a movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, I was totally obsessed with him. I signed my last name Schwarzenegger. My walls, I didn't have like Backstreet Boys or New Kids on the Block. I had every Arnold Schwarzenegger poster in my bedroom. And I still love Arnold. I just do. But that was a moment, pivotal moment in my life. I was probably, I guess I would have been 9 that I said, I want to be in mm-hmm. the movies. But my mom was a single mom raising 5 kids. She worked a lot.
Wow.
She did get me headshots. You know, she
really?
She just didn't have the time to drive me out to LA and kind of get into that whole scene. So I started very, very, very late in my career.
Yeah, but it's never too late, you know. I mean, you got there, you made it happen, and you know, that's what counts. That's awesome though. That's very, very cool. I tell you, man, it was about a month ago, I was on Facebook. Man, I've started limiting myself on Facebook lately. It's just things like this. Just I'm getting to that. As I get older, my tolerance level for nonsense
mm-hmm.
Has systematically decreased. It's,
mm-hmm.
Everybody I know who's older than me is like, oh, yeah, that'll happen here in about 5-10 years. Then you just won't care, and you'll be much more pleasant to be around, I'm sure. No, they don't say that. I'm sure they think it. But somebody on Facebook hit this woman. It was a parent of some sort. Was venting, I guess, on Facebook, and she was complaining about having to drive her kid to band practice or something. It was something, some after school activity or whatnot. And boy, I don't have any children, but it just buzzed me up. I'm like, man, that's your job now. You got to, you know, I'm a painter by trade, and I'm like, you know, you got to encourage these creative types, you know, get out there, get them to band practice or whatever you got to do, you know?
You know,
and I got all upset.
I know what you're saying. Sometimes when I'm sitting here on days that I'm not really doing that much, and I think about how much I could be doing or how much I wished I did when I was younger, and we did a lot. But I think it's so mm-hmm. circumstantial, and I think you don't know what the situation is. You know, I mean, my mom tried to get me places and to do things, and then cooking and for other kids and other practices, and it just was impossible. You know, I don't blame her for it, but I certainly do think about it. You know what I mean? Because you
well,
do hear about a lot
this.
Of actors or actresses. They, you know, they're in singing, they're in dancing, they're in, you know, all these lessons.
And
you're like, shit,
and
I don't know how to do
either.
Any of that. No.
Well, you know, I had mentioned this story on a previous show, and I was ranting and raving about it. And of course, the woman sent me an email and said, "Well, what you're leaving out, Jamie, is my son's 24 years old, and you know, it was his heavy metal band crap." And I'm like, "Okay, I'm wrong, and he should take the button." No, that didn't happen. But it would have been great if
funny.
It would have. You know, it really would have
yeah.
put me in my place.
Maybe he
had
no legs or something.
Often. Exactly. Who knows? You know, who knows? But
who knows?
That's cool. You know, well, I was curious because you definitely have the acting bug. And, you know, I'm reading in my show notes that you were involved in, where was it? I'm on the wrong. You know, I've got all these notes scattered everywhere. You were in some sort of acting workshop or something, right? And you were staying. I read this somewhere. Oh, the scene night. Here it is. Yes, you were in Playhouse West for many years, and you acted in several plays,
yeah.
It says on your website, and was often invited to be part of the scene night, and you always volunteered to work behind the scenes, doing lighting and stage crew and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool, and I like that because what that tells me, and again, I'm not in the movie business, so all of this seems very glamorous to me. I don't know that much about it. You'll have to forgive me. But that what that does tell me is work ethic, and you're learning your craft. You know what I mean? You're learning what you're doing. And
I think you
so
have
often,
to. People
don't.
And some people are fortunate enough to make money at acting that they don't have to get into these other aspects. I just had to. I mean, if I wanted to act or make movies, I had to learn how to make them. And one of my first movies was a feature film in 2000. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And from there, I just kept making movies. But in college, I was in the theater department. And to graduate, you have to work every semester on a show. You have to do the lighting. You have to sew clothes. You have to do makeup. And I would be up like in the sound stage running the lighting for Equus, and I'd see the actors in the middle of the stage, and I thought, wow, none of this could happen if I wasn't doing the lighting and their set wasn't built, you know, and they didn't have their dialogue from the writer. I mean, they're doing their job, and all this is created. And I think it's the same for movie making, and it totally fascinates me. And I love behind the scenes. I love production. I love pre-production. I love coming on set, and you've done all the pre-production work, and you show up, and your DP's there, and your director's there, and your sound guy's there, and all this equipment's there, and you brought all there, and you're like, shit, oh my God, we're making a movie, but I know how it all works, and I love that. I think I always think you're the least important person as an actor when all these people make you shine, you know? They really do, I think, in my opinion. I mean,
well, it is involved.
You know, it's good to be a good actor too, but
right. Well, you know, you can always
help.
You can find your niche market, you know, your niche market, I should say.
Yeah.
You know, there's always an audience if you can just find them. That's cool though. I've been on a couple of independent film sets. For people I know, I wasn't part of anything. Like I said, I was just walking around with my mouth open, amazed at all. You know, it's all very glamorous to me.
I do that too. I know.
Yeah, it's neat. You know, I was talking with this one girl on one of the sets, and her job, there's a name for it, and forgive my ignorance on it, but she made sure that everything was the way on the table it was from the last take or whatever, some kind of continuing or consistency, I don't know. But that was her job, you know. And that was her job for the day. Yeah, continuity.
Yeah.
And I thought that was amazing. I'm like, well, I guess, somebody kind of probably needs to do that. I never would have thought about that. You know?
Every job is so important. And when you make movies, I mean, so much of it, the movies that I've made mostly, they're always learning experiences. You know, when we were making Condo Hell, we did all the pre-production work and all the production work, and then you get on set. And I mean, there's just so many circumstances that happen that you can't foresee. You know, we shoot in rain weather and the next day it doesn't rain, you know, or whatever. And then you have to be able to adjust, especially if you're wearing a lot of hats, you know, in during that production. But yeah, every job is so important. That's why there's so many people
in
the film.
That's amazing. Now, we just had Amy Wade, speaking of Condo Hell, on the show a couple nights ago.
Yes.
And
I listened
now,
to that.
Did you know Amy from L.A., or how did you guys, Hell and your association and that happen?
Yeah, Amy's one of my bestest friends ever. Most amazing, bestest friend. Was I clear on that? I just want to make sure. You know, Amy and I so many times have sat here together going, did we meet at Playhouse West or did we meet when we were making my first film, Piece of Heart? And we cannot remember, but it doesn't matter. It was in the early 2000s and we've been friends ever since. And she lived out here for about 20 years and then she went back home to be closer to her family. And then she just had this fantastic opportunity and vision to make a horror film in this mill that she works at. And she made it happen. She wrote the script and she put all her best friends in it. And
nice.
We rehearsed a lot. And then we set a date and we're going to make this movie. So it was awesome. It's a great experience.
And then you
20 plus
traveled
years later.
To Rhode
Boston,
Island, fabulous
yeah.
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Had you been out there before?
Oh yeah, I go and I visit Amy. Yeah, I visit her, and then, but I hadn't been to the mill where she was working until I arrived on the first day for filming. And what to me always makes me laugh is when we got Amy's script. All of the actors were out here in L.A., and Amy was back east, obviously. So we would all meet at my house. One girl was in San Diego, Daniela, actress. And we would Skype, and Amy would get on. You know, she's 3 hours ahead. We would rehearse. And when we first started reading the dialogue, I just remember thinking, it's just kind of like cheesy dialogue. I mean, we come into this mill, and all of our lines were, oh, my God, so big. And someone else would say, oh, my God, look at the carpet. And someone else would say, this is amazing. I mean, that was like the first opening of our dialogue. And you're just kind of like, eh. And we arrive at this mill. And I'm not fucking kidding you. Uh-huh. All of us were like, oh, my God, this is amazing. Oh, my God, look at the wall. Oh, my, I'm not kidding. I mean, Amy had that dialogue down to a T, and it was so easy to act it out because that's how amazing this mill was. We just had no idea. It's the original Tupperware mill factory, so it just is a phenomenal place. So always makes me laugh.
Well, it looks amazing from the trailers. And folks, if I have the trailers posted up on my website this week, so if you haven't seen it, definitely check it out, and I've been posting it on social media as well. And another trailer that Amy had mentioned to me about looks like a great movie that you had made, Miss Nobody. And I watched the trailer for that, and you are an action star. I was like, use something you don't see a lot of, and it, you know, in film trailers and whatnot. And I was like, wow, she's a. That's why I asked if you'd taken karate or something, jujitsu.
I'm hoping I get a call from Arnold Schwarzenegger to be in Expendables 10, but, well, I'll hold my breath. But you know what?
You're not old enough.
Oh, yes, I am. I've been an athlete my whole life, but, I mean, I would have never been able to do this movie without training. I trained with a trained and experienced fighter and stuntman, and he for 3 months taught me 2 of the biggest fight scenes that I had to do. It was totally choreographed. It was the fucking hardest thing I'd ever done in my life. I've never been so bruised up, banged up, in pain in my life, and I loved every second of it. And, you know, then you have good filming and you have good editing and, you know, hopefully
right.
You got a good little action movie, but I'm pretty proud of it.
That's awesome. That's very, very cool. Now, we were talking before we came on
you.
The air, and I also have the Miss Nobody trailer up, and I've been posting it all over the place. But if you want to see the movie, I'm going to have this link added to the show page right after the show's finished here when I do the post-production. Gia, where do they go to see it? They go to Vimeo or something, you were saying?
Vimeo. I think the easiest way, you could go to missnobodyfilm.com, and we have a website there, and you can click on the link, and we're selling the movie for 99 cents. You can rent it or buy it for $1.99. Pretty simple.
Wow, how cool is that?
It's under my website, giafranzia.com. But yeah, it's a good, you know, 14 minutes of action. It's shot really well. It was directed by Adam Hodge. I've worked with him many times.
Nice.
And I love working with him. So, yeah, I think you'll get a good kick out of it. You might want to kick someone's ass after you watch it. Do you ever do that when you watch, like, Bruce Lee movies? You went to the movie and then you came home and karate chopped your brother or sister or something?
Gia, I'm going to probably date myself a little bit here. I'm a 75% Cherokee Indian. I'm a Cherokee Indian, and anybody who's Native American, our go-to person was an old 60s movie called Billy Jack, and you know, he just kicks everybody's ass in it. And when we watch that, yes, we're ready to go on the warpath and you know, they should be playing that movie at the pipeline protest, because that would buzz everybody up. I'm telling you right now. Maybe
that
that's what they need out there. I don't know. That's cool, though. That's cool. Now, with the training, I mean, I know a lot of actors and actresses and what have you, especially people, all my friends living in California, working out's very big. It's just part of the routine. It's just part of what you do. And that's what, ladies and gentlemen, why I moved away from California. I'm kidding, of course. But was this extra training in addition to your normal stuff that you do?
Yeah,
to prepare for that?
I would never go into the gym and be all high kicking and punching and bringing a gun in for my workout, although I'm sure Amy would love to do that, right, Amy? No. Yeah, I mean, it was far more. I mean,
I can only imagine.
You know,
it would be on CNN.
Jamie?
Shoot. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I think what we're going to do is we'll have to cut this out, and I will get her back right away. For some reason, my connection got lost, and now we're trying to get back on track, folks. Get back on track. So I'm doing all kinds of stuff in the background while I'm talking to you, so that's why I'm not talking that well. Oh, and here we go. Here we go right here. And I've
Technology.
Got Gia back. Hello, Gia.
Hi.
I'm telling you. Some of you, it dropped me. I don't know what happened.
I dropped you. I took you down.
Exactly. That's what happened. No, I was saying it would be on CNN. It would be all over the place, and it would be great promo for the film, you know? You can't buy advertising.
Wait,
like
I
that.
Missed it. I don't know what you said. I don't know what you said.
when you were saying you would go into the gym, high kicking with a gun, whatnot. I said,
I'm sure
it'll wind up on the
it,
news.
And I'm sure that CNN would skew it and make up a bunch of lies. I'm pretty sure of it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
But anyway, yeah, no. With the training, it was very specific, and I think most importantly, it all had to be very safe in the movements that we did, because there's a lot of punching and kicking and guns, and then if you messed up on the choreography, you know, like I accidentally brought my arm up and got my thumb bent back, but you know, when you're not focused or careless, so a lot of it's about safety and then trying to achieve it looking real, you know what I mean? So it's definitely a different workout.
Oh, did we lose her again?
Oh no, I'm here. Sorry,
no.
I thought you were going to say
she's there. All right. No, I was just I was saying many things in my head, Jimmy. Many things inside my. No, I'm kidding. No, I was just thinking about it. It's a great trailer. And I tell you something else. I don't, like I said, I've only seen the trailer on it. I'm going to watch the movie this evening after the show at some point. But there's some mean villains in there. I don't know what the story is or what they're doing, but they look like some bad dudes. Somebody you didn't want to run into, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely a movie about revenge. And originally the script when Adam was writing it, it had a different ending, and this ending was far more catching and kind of unexpected, because I think a lot of times men get away with doing a lot of these things when they're trying to get revenge. So what would a woman do or get away with? And we needed something that would, you know, kind of shock you in the end in 14 minutes in a short film. So it's a good ending, you know.
Well, it's amazing. And you won an award for this also, Breakout Action Star at the Breakout Action Star, I should say. No. Well, I don't know. It's in my show notes. Actually, Chris told me about this. And, that was at the Action on Film Festival. That's kind of cool, huh?
It was really cool. Totally honored. I won Best Breakout Action Star at AOF, and I won Best Actress at the Playhouse West Film Festival. So I was, I was like, is this what it feels like to win an Oscar? I mean, maybe not to that scale, and I didn't get any calls afterwards, but it's got to feel the same, because I mean, I was on cloud nine for weeks, you know. I'm like, I got this award. Cool, you know.
That's awesome. That's
it was
very
really
cool.
Awesome. Yeah.
Now, I want to let people know, too, of course, Gia has a website, and it's very difficult to find everybody. I'm kidding, of course. It's very simple to find. It's GiaFranzia or .com. www.giafranzia.com. We have a link up to it and whatnot. It's a fantastic website, very easily navigable. If that's a word, I don't think it is, but I just used it.
It is.
I have all these artsy fartsy friends that make these just crazy websites, and I can't navigate them at all because I'm an old man, you know. And I'm always like, I'm trying to listen to your music or see what you're doing or whatever, and they're like, well, did you solve the puzzle? And I'm like, no, I don't want to solve the puzzle. I just want to go to where, you know.
Yeah. My husband did my
your
website.
Well, buy him a Starbucks sometime, because he did a great bang-up job on it. I love it. It's very easily found. And one of the things I wanted to mention
is it's Wix.com. I mean, it's amazing.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he made it off of that. I mean, he's really good anyway, but – yeah, Wix.com.
Nice.
If you need a simple website, go there.
Well, it's great. And I was looking at the at all the various pages and whatnot. And one of the things I noticed on your photos page, you have the short hair now, but you were a blonde at one point, huh? And been through all kinds of looks on here. And there's even a picture of you,
do.
I don't know, with a mustache. So there you go. How about that?
That was in Amy Wade's movie, the movie that she did, Guns Versus Issues. And I played a Hispanic, I was her Hispanic trainer. But it was funny. Amy's got some great stuff on there on her website. She's hilarious. But yeah, I used to do a lot of hair shows, and my hair, it just never stays the same too long. Short, long, butchy, blonde, brown, whatever.
Gotcha.
I like it. I like changing it.
Well, it's nice. You know, it's very good. And then, ladies and gentlemen, when you click on her movies page, this is various movies you've made or been in and whatnot. Well,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's one or two on here. There's a lot, man. You were in a lot of stuff. And some big stuff, too. So some bigger movies and whatnot as well. You know, Rockstar with Mark Wahlberg. Running Mate.
Running Mates. I have that on VHS, by the way. That was one of the first movies I'd done. On here, you'll see posters where I produced a series of short films all over the world. And the director, she travels a lot, so she wrote 10-minute shorts in each of these countries, and they all tie into one feature film. So that's what these are. And
oh, nice.
Came on to,
these are the Strangers.
Strangers in a Strange Land. Yeah, it's being edited right now.
Nice, nice. And will that be out later this year? Or?
Yeah, I
not
hope
sure
so.
Yet.
It's almost done. Yeah, it's been
okay.
A few years in the making, but maybe this year, I hope, yeah.
Well, sometimes things take time, you know. You know, it's just a watch pot never boils and all of that. Very, very cool. Now, I wanted to ask you, you had mentioned your husband and whatnot. Is he in the movie business as well?
He works at DreamWorks Animation.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, I think I've heard of them. You know. That's amazing.
Very
cool.
Just play games all day and stuff, and they go out to lunch. They don't do that much. No, I'm just kidding.
Cash $1 million checks and whatnot. Light cigars, $100 bills, and hang out. And
His job allows me to do what I'm doing. So I'm grateful. And he comes home happy every night because he loves his job. So that's I scored.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. That's cool. Now, I wanted to ask you also something I noticed with I'm friends. I know a lot of musicians, people in bands and what have you. And socially, they tend to hang out with other musicians, I guess, because similar interests and scheduling and what have you. Do you find that in the acting world and filmmaking world to be the case as well? Are the majority of your social friends also in filmmaking, film and whatnot?
For me personally, I most of my friends are 15, 20, and 30-year-plus relationships from childhood to high school. That's for me personally. Yeah, I have friends in the industry, but I think when it comes to making movies or putting projects together, you know, I always try to surround myself, you know, by people wanting to do the same thing. I mean, that always helps. You know, being with Amy, she involved all of her friends, and we got to make a movie and be part of that. Chris, you know, you stay with Chris. You're in his movies. You know, you just try to
you just try to
be around people that can help you, you know, build your resume and that sort of thing. And hopefully you like being around them too. You know, they just become lifelong friends. So yeah, I think it varies, you know, but the friends I have, I mean, they're pretty solid.
That's awesome. That's very good advice too for any youngsters out there listening. Surround yourself with good people and solid people.
Yeah,
people you can count.
Yeah, you know,
it's important.
And people who
it's
want
something
to be
you learn
easy,
with age.
You know, of course. Yeah.
Exactly.
We'll probably
exactly.
be 80 still making movies, you know. And come
you have to
homes,
do it.
I don't know.
Right. Or at least a stage production, dinner theater or something there. No,
I know.
Joshing a little bit there. Let me ask you, too. You had mentioned producing, especially this project that was filmed around the world. That's pretty exciting, you know, traveling to all these places and whatnot. For those who don't know, that aren't in the biz and whatnot, how does one become a producer? How do you get into that role in the process of filming?
I have a question for you.
Sure.
How does
Absolutely.
One become a producer in the movie business? I'm asking you.
I have they write a check. I don't know. Or they find people with money. I don't
know. I have no idea. I don't either. I have no idea. I just I think for me personal I don't know how you do it. I don't know how people do it. I think you need a lot of money, a damn good connection, mm-hmm. and a lot of luck. I have no idea. I mean, for me, I just had to learn how to do it. I always think I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I just think it's all common sense. And I work with the director, you know, with Amy. Amy and I worked together a lot for the pre-production, mm-hmm. and I help her with scheduling and all that stuff. I mean, a lot of it is common sense to me. I learned how to budget. I learned how to schedule things. Mm-hmm. I just learned how to do it. I don't know if that's even what a producer. I mean, I don't even know. I just do it. You know what I mean? I would love to get on a bigger set and learn even more because I feel like I don't know anything. I mean, I feel like mm-hmm. I'm just producing for a manageable independent film and what I think has to be done. And I've done a lot of those. You know, I got that nailed down. So mm-hmm. I want to get paid for it. You know, I want to get paid for it.
I gotcha.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
But there's
always
better.
So much to learn, you know, and there's things that I positively know I have no interest in. Like I don't have any interest in post-production. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. My brain just doesn't comprehend looking at a lot of footage or distribution. I had just have no idea how that shit works. You know, I just know how to make the movies.
Right.
So I don't know.
I hear you. Well, let me ask you this.
A lot of work.
Do you prefer being in front of the camera or behind it on the business side of it or acting definitely if you had your choice?
You know, I would love to be acting, but I don't ever want to just be acting if I have the opportunity to produce because I love being involved in the whole production making that all happen. I like it, but it's very hard both. I haven't produced a movie and acted in that I felt like I gave 100% in acting. You know what I mean? I get more caught up in the production side. So I'd love to walk onto a set and just act and get paid for it. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, yeah. Or walk out of the trailer on the set and there she is.
Oh,
and, you know,
my
everything.
Gosh. I want to get out of the bathtub, walk into a robe, walk right into the makeup trailer, get my hair done, put on my wardrobe that they fitted me for and get right on set and start crying because I've been preparing for 2 weeks for that crying scene. Yes, I would love.
Well,
I will do that. It will happen.
Goals.
Yeah.
Exactly.
2017.
Exactly.
I didn't write that down yet. I'm going to write that goal down. I'm going to write all those are all
That's
goals.
That's
got to
be on your exactly on your vision board and what have you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you keep you know, that's actually we were kind of joking around, but are you one of those people that do that, subscribe to that, the vision board or writing one's goals down and to achieve that. A lot of people I know do that. I'm just not that organized.
I do initially. I always start out the new year with goals at Playhouse West. One of my teachers, Tony Savant, at the first day we got back into class, and I still have it, and I still go through it. And it was, you know, your daily goals, your short-term goals, and your long-term goals. And you write it all out, you know, and then every day you do it. And then just every month it seems like you do it less and less. And then, you know, probably the rest of the 9 months, you're no longer writing any goals down. It's hard. You know what I mean? Like, what am I going to do?
I'm telling you.
Go on LA Casting and submit myself today. I mean, it's just every day
it reminds me.
Work.
Oh, I'm telling you, it reminds me years ago. This is before the advent of cell phones and whatnot. It seems every Christmas somebody would give me these planner books. It was like a leather book. It was all blank, and it had all these forms in it you had to fill out, and goals and this and that and everything. And I'm like, man, I have no interest in spending an hour and a half every morning filling this thing out, man. I just can't do it. I can't do it. I gotta get to a point where I can pay somebody to do that. Then I'll be all good.
I agree.
But yeah, I haven't gotten one of those in years. Ever since the cell phone, the smartphones came out. I guess people just figure I use my smartphone now. The big joke's on them though, because I don't use a smartphone.
I'm a big believer in goals. I'm a big believer in, you know, whole putting it out there. I swear, mm-hmm. 3 days in a row, I'll think about for 3 days. I'll say, oh, I hope I get an audition. Oh, I hope I get an audition. Oh, I hope I get. And then I get an audition and I go, fuck, it worked. It worked. My mind, I manifested it. I swear. You know, I hope I get a paid union job. James Franco, please call me for a part. James Franco, please call me.
Big bag of money. Focus on the big bag of money. Just showing, you know.
Yes.
Exactly. But no, I know what you mean. It does happen. You know, it's strange, and I don't want to sound all, you know, new agey or anything, but it's weird how that kind of happens. And you take note of it, you know. I mean, at least I do.
Yeah.
And I think it's great, you know.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling when good things happen. Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, I wanted to ask you also.
It absolutely is. I think I was so disappointed in Meryl Streep's speech because she's getting this huge award, and I watch the award shows because, one, I love to see the dresses, two, I imagine being at the awards, and three, when these people have these opportunities to give these inspirational speeches because you're sitting at home in your pajamas eating ice cream wishing you were there, and, you know, they talk about something totally else. You know, and I was like, oh, it's like, where was that inspiration? Because, I mean, you want to, she's just so amazing, and she's done such amazing stuff, you know what
right.
I mean? So when you watch, hopefully get some motivational speech, which we all need, we all want, because, you know, most of the time we're
right.
depressed and think we're pathetic because we're 40 and doing nothing. And, you know, I was like,
I didn't get that whole webpage.
What?
Right. No, I agree.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
You
know what
is,
I mean.
I do. Well, you know, the thing with her thing, and it's, you know, it isn't that I don't care that what somebody's opinion is on something like that. I'm just frankly kind of sick of the whole thing, you know. I'm sick of hearing about the whole, you know. It's just like I know the building's burning down. I know I need to go outside. I just, you know. I don't need it in every aspect of my life. But it's just, you know, it is what it is, I suppose.
Yeah.
And I did see an interesting meme about it on Facebook, though. You know, somebody wrote something like, can you imagine, you know, what a screw-up you are or something, and somebody like Meryl Streep wins an award and spends the entire time telling what a jerk you are. You know, I thought that was kind of humorous, but I don't know. You know, politics and all that. It's a crazy world we live in. I wouldn't have seen it coming. But then again, you know, I wouldn't have seen smartphones coming. I wouldn't have seen Twitter coming. You know, there's a whole big pile of things that I'm amazed that I didn't see coming.
I wish I was in the 1940s. So.
I agree. I agree. You know, where a fellow wore a hat and a nice tie and his shoes had a good shine on them. And, and drink a Manhattan. I don't know if I'm 40s. I'm probably more, I'd say 60s, early 60s, the whole Mad Men area.
Oh.
Oh, 20s. My girlfriend's really into that. She's really into the whole gangster Boardwalk Empire theme. She likes that a lot.
Yeah, no, I love that. I love that a lot.
A lot of glamour to it, you know, a lot of glamour to it. And,
yeah.
Cool stuff. Well, I wanted to ask you before we run out of time. I'm sure there's somebody listening in wherever, you know, Dubuque, Montana or someplace, or, you know, anywhere, Anchorage, Alaska or someplace. And I used Dubuque on this question a few nights ago. So let's change it up. Anchorage, Alaska, say, and, you know, a young girl or young guy, and they want to do what you're doing. What advice would you give them? You know,
get the hell out of Alaska.
Movies.
That's for sure. Number one, it's not that cheap to fly to LA. I know this because I want to go to Alaska, and you can upgrade to first class for like $20. So, get out here.
Wow.
You know, no, you know, I don't know. I think in this day and age, with all the technology, I mean, there's just so much you can do. I mean, my husband and I have invested in our own camera equipment so we can make our own projects. Amy is an amazing example of someone who utilizes, you know, some 1990s video camera, and she videotapes herself, and she makes the most hilarious videos you've ever seen. I mean, and you can do it anywhere, you know? And I mean, you know, she's even learning how to edit so she can put her own stuff up. But I mean, I think you start somewhere, you know what I mean? But you got
to
put the work into it. I mean, people come out here and they go, hey, can you help me? And I go, hey, I'm trying to help myself, yo. You know what I mean? I'm looking for someone to help me, and I've already been out here for 17 years, but I did extra work. I can't believe how many people have never done extra work. Oh, my God. Get on set and see how it's all made, because it's mind-blowing. I don't want to say I loved being an extra, but I sure as hell learned a lot from it. You know what I mean? And then you have to find agents, and then you have to mail all your shit in, and then you have to get all these rejections, and then you have to, you know, lose some weight or whatever, or change your hair. And then you have to get new headshots because you just changed your hair, and then your agent sucks or dies, and, you know, and then a project falls. It's fucking hard. I don't know. I don't know what the advice is. I think you just do it. You do whatever you can. People are becoming stars on YouTube from posting stuff. You know what I mean? I was like, shit, why didn't I think of that? You know?
Right.
I mean, they're on TV because they got a million views from, you know, pooping on the kitchen floor or something stupid, you know? I don't know. I have no idea what the answer is. I think it's luck and Matt and... And what's the word? Well, I already forgot it. Brains. No, I don't know.
Well,
I know,
everybody I know that's successful in whatever they do, you know, one of the big common threads there is they work. They get to work. You know, you got to just work. You know, get stuff done. You know, in my business, you got to put that paint on the canvas. You know, it just, you can't wait for stuff to happen. You have to kind of make it happen. And it seems that's like something you've been doing and doing well. And that's great, you know?
Yeah. You know,
very cool.
I mean, last year I didn't really do anything. And I just said this to my husband as we were writing our goals for this year, I woke up and wrote them like on the second, but I said, if you would ask me how much effort I put into my career last year, I'd probably say 10%. It just, you know, it just things, you know, we're going through things and, you know, you get older, house remodel, and your focus just kind of changes. And that, you know, I don't regret it, but it's hard when you're not working, you know what I mean? And for me, I do need help. I mean, I just don't wake up and start writing. You know, it's nice to have friends, you know, that want to get together and make projects. It helps, you know, and then to find people that are good at different areas in those projects to help you. And then that's when your project kind of, your baby starts, you know what I mean? But it's hard on your own, you know, other than what you already do, you know, submitting or looking for an agent or going to classes, you know, whatever, you know what I mean? Those are things you do on your own, but yeah, but I love it.
You got to do it. Well, that's great. And, you know, I hope the house remodeling is going well. We just, me and my girlfriend just bought a house down here in South Florida. And we, you know, we're the weirdos in the neighborhood. It's funny. All the houses are built early 60s and late 50s, actually. But everybody's trying to they've actually modernized all their homes. And we're the weirdos that said, oh, no, we want the mid-century. We want to take it back and still, you know, have the amenities and whatnot. And, that's not a cheap thing to do. You know, I discovered all that stuff this year with this, you know, house inspections and all of that.
It's a lot of work. Everything you do in life, I feel like, is a production. Like, you are a producer of your own life, whatever it is, you know what I mean? I mean, that's a lot of work to get all this stuff together. It's a lot of work to put a wedding together. It's a lot of work to put a movie together. You know, all of it's a production. No, and none of it's easy. Your show, your artwork, you know, putting a gallery up or whatever.
The cool thing is, though, is when it works at the end, when you've got the payoff, you know what I mean? You can sit back. It's just a good feeling of accomplishment. At least for me, it is. You know. There's nothing like it. Nothing like it. Yeah. When you've made it, you know, you're like, "Ooh, I've made this thing," and it's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's what keeps me going. You know. Well, very
and
cool.
And I think when you get when you have those feelings and those kinds of thoughts in your head, that's where the manifestation comes in. I think, you know, of course, it all feels good. So it's a drug, you know. I don't know what that's like, but I think it's a thing. You want more.
Nice. Exactly. You do. You don't want that to end. It's very, very true.
Yeah.
I wanted to let everybody know once again, Gia, www.giafranzia.com is Gia's website. And also, you can get over there to watch www.missnobodyfilm.com, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's also on my website.
Okay, awesome. And also,
and
link
we're also
to
gonna
all
release. I don't know. You haven't seen Condo Hell yet, have you?
I haven't. Just the trailers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're also gonna try to distribute that online as well. Hopefully very soon, because a lot of people want to watch it. So look out for that.
I think it's a great.
You're going to be scared.
You know, and we live in an interesting time where there are platforms to do all this kind of stuff too. You know, it's oh man, I tell you, we were talking earlier about things we wish we would have thought of. The big one for me, Kickstarter. You know, when I lived in California, I lived down in San Diego, and even down there. It seems like every other week I was going to a film party to raise money for some project or some such, you know.
I know. Again, another way to make a movie, but Kickstarter. We did Kickstarter for Condo Hell, and Amy and I have talked about this many times. Like, we don't get it. I mean, we did Condo Hell. We did an awesome, introduction. It was awesome. we, mm-hmm. you know, filled that thing out. We had a really cool trailer, we thought. And, I mean, we just barely made our funds, which was mostly donated by our close friends and family. But, I mean, then you get this other shit, like how to grow broccoli, and they make $55,000. I don't know how, or, you know, of course you have a major actor in there, but we're thoroughly right. confused on how the Kickstarter works.
It is. It's very, very strange. You're absolutely right. Some of the stuff that gets, and huge amounts of money that, you know, to me at least,
yeah.
you know, I was watching one for a while. Gosh, this was about, oh, I don't know, a year and a half ago. And some guy had made this little thing. You made a paper airplane, you know, like you did when you were a kid, and you put this thing in it, and then you could fly it and control it with your phone, and like a remote control airplane. And I thought, well, that's pretty neat and everything. I don't know if it was $400,000 neat, you know.
Wow.
That's what he made. And I was like, I wish I would have thought of that.
I know. And it, when Amy and I were starting the Kickstarter, we were watching other people's Kickstarters. We're like, okay, let's see what people do, or mm-hmm. let's see the ones who are making money. You know, you try to somewhat try to imitate it. I remember we were watching this one Kickstarter. It was this girl with, like, she just woke up. I'm not kidding. Like, she just got out of bed. I mean, if you see me just get out of bed, I mean, I look like I'm a 60s rock star.
Oh.
I mean, no makeup, hair out to here, in pajamas, sitting on a couch, asking or telling you why she needed money. And she was like three times past her Kickstarter budget. We're like, what the fuck, man? Do we need to be in our pajamas like that? Oh my God. Amy and I needed to be in a bathtub. Oh my God.
That's
together.
What it is. Oh my God. That would get the big money. I'm telling you.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Amy and I on our
and
next
put
Kickstarter
it in
are going to be in the bathtub.
Exactly. And you put a scene like that in the movie. It doesn't even have to make sense or apply to the movie. It just.
No. Yeah. And you know what? And then we'll get pulled under the water. And we'll end it there. It'll be like a blackout. Like
the candles
go out.
But all the candles will go out, right? Exactly. I'm telling you, I thought that was a brilliant idea. I was like,
oh
that needs to be a
God.
Horror movie.
You just gave me the greatest idea. I can't wait to talk to Amy.
Well, there it is, folks.
Thanks,
you
Amy.
Heard it here first. Gia, I've had so much fun with you on the show tonight.
Thank you.
I know you're a busy woman and whatnot, and I really appreciate you taking time to be on the show. I can't wait to have you on again. It's just
thank
amazing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
and Chris
definitely.
Morrissey for setting it up, and really appreciate it. Thank you.
Very cool. Well, keep doing what you're doing because it seems to be working. 2017 is going to be the year.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, folks, that's about it for tonight. This will be converted to a podcast and put on all the various social media platforms, including iTunes. If you are listening for free, even if you are listening to the show, the podcast, I should say, on iTunes in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, hit that ratings and review. That puts us at the top of the page, and our advertisers just love it. They think I'm a superstar, and the day just goes by oh so swimmingly well. So do that for me. It doesn't cost you anything. We will, let's see, what is today? Today's Wednesday. We will be back tomorrow night. We've got a fantastic all-girl metal band out of Dallas, Texas, called Sweet Chaos. It'll be the guest tomorrow. We will see you then. Have a great night. Gia, you have a great night, and best to your husband.
Thank you. You too.
Good night, everybody.
Jamie Rocks's Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rocks Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
I figured out who the neighbor around the corner is.
Oh, yeah?
I like him a lot.
Ooh. He lets me talk as much as I want, is very simple, and has great plans.
Okay, I have to meet him.
Sure. Say hi. This is Metro PCS.
Metro PCS is in your neighborhood. Come say hi and get unlimited data, talk, and text for only $30, period. All on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. 1 gigabyte of high-speed data included. See store for details, terms, and conditions, and data management info.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rock and reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, yourwebdesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. Yourwebdesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi, folks. Are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, The Other Side of the Sun, Earth's Treasures Brought to Light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's Treasures Brought to Light.
Let me ask you now,
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the GEICO app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the GEICO app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.
For everything fresh and delicious, look no further than your neighborhood Safeway. From produce to meat, you'll find everyday low prices and money-saving specials all over the store. This week, get choice New York strip steak bone-in, only $5.99 a pound. And shop the Berry Fest and get 16-ounce strawberries for just $2.99 each. Plus, save over $75 in coupon savings from this week's ad. Fresher meats, tastier meals, sweeter deals. Safeway, happy to be your new neighborhood.